Parashat Tzav begins by Hashem commanding Moshe to tell Aharon, these are the laws of the Olah offering. And why does the word command come up? The first word, Tzav, means command. Rashi says, whenever you find the word Tzav, it relates to Zariz. Zrizut is quickness and excitement. And Rabbi Shimon says, where do you need a push and excitement? When there's a lack of ease, or when there's a lack of pocket, when there's something that you have to sacrifice. When you see any good deed or mitzvah you can do, there's two parts to it. First, what is the goal? What is the good deed? And second, what is getting in the way of me doing this? The Korban Olah was the only Korban that the Kohanim got nothing out of because it was completely burnt. And this is why Rashi says we need to excite them, because the Yetzirah makes them think, I'm not getting anything out of it. But actually, this is the best Korban because it goes straight to Hashem. And the word Korban comes from the word karov, closeness. There's no closeness that doesn't include sacrifice. Look at every relationship. You need to sacrifice to get something out of it. The sacrifice for the Kohen on the Olah is because he gets nothing out of it. It completely goes up, Olah. This is maybe harder than the mitzvah itself, realizing that there's something that you have to, something that's holding you back that you have to get rid of to do the actual mitzvah. B'ezrat Hashem, we should always be able to see what's getting in the way and create an engine of excitement to remove the Yetzer Hara. Shabbat Shalom or Mevorach.